The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Three of the four of us together. Meller is in for Carmen. Carmen is staring at feet and probably looking to rebook his flight right now as the blizzard is on the way. But there are worse spots to spend a blizzard than in Cancun, Mexico.
You know what's great about this, too, is actually on my phone under Jeff Meller is Carmen's picture. So how apropos is this that in my contacts
filling in
that Meller's it's Carmen. She's nice. Carmen.
How did that happen?
So looks I don't fucking know, idea.
I'll tell you what. I don't know exactly.
That way for a
but this actually goes to how Twitter. And Twitter and everything that's linked together on your iPhone. I created one time a Carmen like parody Twitter account and posted I don't even know why it was.
Well, I remember.
And so I created a fake Carmen parody, and thus I needed his photo, so I grabbed it from somewhere and posted it. And so my phone number somewhere, some way is linked to some Carmen Twitter parody account, which I can't even tell you what the name is. But that's why my picture is Carmen in Wild's phone, I bet you.
It's great. So this is apropos. This is perfect.
And then what is my phone number?
There's a donkey. There's
no,
a donkey.
No, yeah. There's no. But what is it? What does it say? Donkey. It says Sylvie Joker or something. What does it say?
It says douchebag.
Oh.
No, it says.
Did you say dildo?
Captain Dildo.
It says.
Captain Dildo.
It says Sylvie Funny Guy. Because I went in and renamed it. Like, you took my phone one time and, like, there was something related to Cutler's number.
I tried to, like, you know.
I remember this, yeah.
Like, changed his wife's contact info to put Cutler.
Yeah.
So that way, when his texted, wife would text, he would think he's getting, like, text messages from Jay. You know?
And Lord knows Kara is obviously into the sexy talk, so if she sends some text like, yeah. Hey, big boy, you want to meet me for
exactly.
Nice serve.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, man.
Which, like, that's taboo, isn't it? Getting into somebody's phone and rearranging their contacts?
Yeah, that's bad.
That's not cool.
That's out of bounds, man.
Carl and my wife were talking about tennis this weekend.
Oh, were they?
Carl was trying to talk my wife into getting into tennis. And then we were with another couple, and we were saying how good Cara is, and Cara was denying it.
Oh, that.
And we're like, Cara travels the country to play tennis.
Yeah. She's banged up, though. I mean, she's got a bad hip.
What?
She's getting it. She's banged up. She's got.
Oh, you mean physically?
Physically banged
become
up.
Become incapacitated.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? She's banged up.
Banged up. Yeah. I mean, there's no sexual connotation to that.
So what's
she's got? She's now got meniscus issue in the knee.
Oh boy,
that's no good.
Yeah, I know.
When that starts to go, that means it's bone on bone.
Yes.
If Reggie Rose was advising her, her career would be over.
No
her
question.
Tennis career would be done.
Yeah. Yeah,
no
hang them up.
Especially if a Bulls doctor was taking care of her. And then for sure, Bulls or Sox doctor, timeline's going to be a long time.
We're going to have to amputate that, Kara.
Yeah.
Clearly, you've got a torn meniscus.
So, girl. You guys want to hear what I saw today? This was a no-shame piss on the way in, I saw.
Oh, boy.
I took 294 on the way in to the Kennedy. So I took the airport to the Kennedy. And right around Mannheim, I saw a guy pulled over,
mm-hmm.
and he obviously had to take a piss.
Mm-hmm. Not
right,
a crime.
Right, yeah.
Not a crime at all. No. Not, but he was team no shame.
I think it is actually a crime, isn't it? You can't just.
Not a crime in my book.
The way I do it is if I've got to pull off over the side of the highway, I go to the passenger side. Obviously, it depends where I'm pulled over, but the side that's, you know, toward the shoulder or toward the thing.
Open
go to
the
that
door.
Side. Open one, open the other door.
Right. Yeah.
And then I'm leaking away from them, but I'm, you know, trying to get the
doing your best
privacy possible, right? Most privacy possible.
You don't want the anteater to catch any shrapnel coming off a tire or something.
When I urinate in the garage, I open my door.
In the garage?
Yeah, in the garage right here.
You can't make it.
You're pissing in the garage?
I piss in the garage. When I'll leave here, and if I forgot to go to the bathroom,
it's right here.
I understand where it is. I make the walk, and I go up there, and all of a sudden, now you get the hankering for a urination.
Sure.
I open up the car door, I mean my driver's door, and I'm parked up against the wall.
No, I know.
Up at the end. And I just go right in front of the whatchamacallit and I take a piss.
Yeah, there's a reason.
I have seen piss trailing down.
And I never put to it, but now it's...
Everything's been solved.
Yurko's parked at the top of the hill. Everything's running south.
I'm guilty of the urination, no problem.
The amusing thing is that we're literally 3 minutes from the parking garage.
Yeah, I know, but you forget. Now you got to go. And I'm like, all right, can I hold it for an hour? No, probably not.
Or you could just double back a minute.
Should I walk back into the work now?
What's worse?
Go ahead.
Taking a piss up there or drawing a dick on somebody's car as he's going to mass the following
morning?
I think
the urination is fine. Okay. I think that's fine.
Drawing How about the penis cap on your air, the air cap on
that's,
your
that's
tire?
That's a violation. But inventive.
It sounds like an amusing anecdote.
But when you've been caught and then continually denying it, even though you've been caught and it's creative.
How do you pass that past the boss in the house? Who's been caught, my friend? Like when you're ordering from Amazon, Jeff, what is this 50 count of tire cap penises?
50 count, first of all. Second of all, who's been caught?
How would he know what the count is?
Yeah.
Well, and then he's denying the count.
No, he's denying it all.
Who's been caught? That's my...
Has anybody ever been... tire caps, air, whatever they call them. Yeah, what are they called?
I have no idea, Tom.
Yeah, you do. he was protecting his bag like a fucking mother... Mother hen.
Look how ready he is right now.
You had a big bag of fucking dicks in your
a big bag of dicks.
You did.
As it was relayed to me, they weren't big, Tom. I believe they were tiny, if I recall correctly. They weren't a big bag of dicks. It was a small bag of dicks.
No, no, no. The bag was big because there were so many small dicks in it. And they were like tire caps to go on your tire. Oh, this is funny. And then one of my daughters got in the car during the midst of all of this, and one of them was sitting in like the cup tray. Like, Dad, what's this?
You need to tell me something?
Yeah. So, you know what I said? I said, I work with some dicks.
Yes, yes.
So this guy, right on the shoulder was, and like I've told you for years, Waddle, that my grandfather's trick was to pop the hood and pretend that he was at least disguising that he was checking the oil. Yeah. So that way it was a little more discreet. Mm. This guy was facing outward. No door open. So he was on the shoulder.
Towards the road?
Not towards the road, facing outward.
Yeah,
but you could still, as you were...
So in the opposing... So traffic was in the direction traffic was traveling.
Was he urinating on his radiator when he was doing this?
He was facing away from his car. But basically, where everyone could see him because traffic was coming towards him.
So if you look...
He was in the right lane, and I was coming... I'm in the left lane, but you could still see this car off to the side, and he's facing outward with no screen. Nothing was screening him.
Gotta go,
And he was just standing here.
Was he one
holding where it?
Nice. Hey.
Pointing outward like this.
It's tremendous
with
weaponry.
With no shield.
Did he have his pants down around his ankles?
No,
or did he take his pants off?
It's a ballsy move, literally.
Wait, what would have been great is if he had taken his pants off and hung them on the antenna on the front of his car.
Didn't want to wrinkle the pants.
Yeah.
I thought it was ballsy.
It's cold out, too.
Shaming him, but I am like,
I didn't think of it. It is really cold out.
Yeah.
That's not a move I would be.
No.
Team No Shame right there.
Well, I mean, would you rather piss outside in front of everyone or piss yourself inside your car?
Yeah. That's fair.
Would you rather?
Of course. I was just thinking like maybe a Yurko move. Open the door, stand behind the door.
Yeah.
Sort of something like that.
Try to shield it just a little bit.
Or even what would be preventing him from just kind of turning his back to the traffic and almost facing.
Yes.
Like that would seem to be the most natural move.
Yes.
Did he have a Corvette? Was it, you know, was it a hot rod?
I think it was like a minivan or something like that.
Was he well hung? Was he showing off? Was that the move?
I mean, he was. I
don't know. I'm asking. Listen, like, I'm trying
weaponry,
to get to.
If you have the weaponry, you just let it hang. Yeah. Let the whole world see it. Yeah,
you really do?
That's mine.
Even in a piss?
That's mine. Look at it go.
Yeah. Even in the cold weather.
Yeah,
too.
If you got the weaponry, and even in the cold weather, it's impervious to the cold weather, and you just let it flop out and just, oh, here I am. Rock me like a hurricane. Here it is. Bam. Like, I don't have that weaponry. I don't know.
If you're carrying a samurai sword,
I don't know. But
might as well use it.
Everyone knows the weaponry you carry now.
I mean, if you got little Dumbo down there, you're going to let little Dumbo, you're going to let it honk, right? You're going to let it go.
What's the opposite of Dumbo? What's the elephant with
Dumbo,
no trunk?
Dumbo, known for the big ears, but still a trunk. Still got a trunk on there. Dumbo still had a trunk, right?
Sure. Or if you have a pig, you know, you got a snout nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
that's
pig.
Not what you want.
You don't have a Dumbo, you have a pig.
Hey, you don't want that. You don't want to have a little snout nose. That's no good. That's not pleasing to the eye. No, the
little... Or to your partner.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's why I get undressed in the dark. That way they can't see. They've got to just smell.
I was talking to John, who is the general manager of one of our favorite North Suburban restaurants at DeSoto. He is a consumer.
John DeSoto?
Yes. His name is John. I don't know if he even wants his.
John,
the general manager of DeSoto.
There you go.
Which is in Highwood. Waddle and I both frequent that. We were both there at separate tables this weekend.
How about that?
John listens to the Carmen and Yurko show. He listens to the Waddle and Sylvie show. And now every week he downloads this podcast. He's a young guy.
Future sponsor.
Younger than all of us. He loves the product and he loves Unhinged. But even he says Unhinged at times makes him uncomfortable.
Good, that's what we're here for.
Including the anteater talk.
Well, yes. Listen, I'm sure he's been at the club. He's been in the shower. He's experienced that on his own. And I know he's probably a cock watcher. I mean, whether you like it or not, you get a shower whether you're in high school or whether I was in the NFL. Either one. Okay? Your attention can't help it. Can't help it. You walk in, it's like, what the fuck did I just walk into?
Well, that's true. I mean,
what
like
the hell am
human.
I doing? I've told you the time of shame where I walked back to the hot tub and said, I'm not in there with these guys. I've told you that story.
I don't remember
that story. Yeah, you have. I walked in there and three of the fellas were in there and I'm sitting there looking.
Were they all naked?
Well, they're in the shower, Tom.
Oh, I thought you said in the hot tub.
No, they're in the shower. I went to the hot tub.
To try to make it grow a little?
No, well, just trying to warm it up and, you know, maybe get a little flow so I can at least represent, you know what I'm saying?
Represent.
I felt like a baby seal in there. I thought I was going to get clubbed to death. I'm like, what in the H is going on in here? I had like a baby's arms holding an apple. I'm like, what the H? I had to get the H out of there. It's not the first time I've told you guys that story.
I don't remember
you just
that.
Don't remember it. Yeah. I walked in. I go, come on. It's not fair. In the NFL with weaponry like that.
What'd the fellas say when you said
I walked
that?
In, turned a shower, I said it's too cold, and I walked into the hot tub, and I jostled it around a little bit. Can't walk in with, you know, with a rager, but you can walk in with a semi-flow, you know, and still be okay and represent a little bit. That's all.
That's how you represent?
I just wanted to represent a little bit.
With a half-leaner? You represent with a half-leaner?
Half-leaner, yes. Just enough still to keep it down, you know? It's still hanging. But, I mean, that's a delicate path to cross.
You couldn't help but notice.
That's a delicate path to cross.
That's a fine line to walk.
You go into the shower with a leaner and you think about anything, the next thing you know, you've got problems. You've got problems.
It was, Waddle, the locker room that you walked into was known as a legendary locker room.
Oh, I know the names.
Not necessarily just for their football prowess.
A guy that Tommy knows and a guy that played up in Green Bay, too, was with Green Bay and was with us, linebacker by the initials of GC. Didn't play a ton.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't in Chicago when I got there.
He wasn't there when you were there, but he had played with both.
Yeah.
Looked like a field hockey stick.
Really?
Yeah. Curved at the end, because that's the way he had to holster it. It had to be holstered.
So it basically entered a room before he did.
Exactly. 100%.
Especially if he was going left. He was walking
turning
left.
If it was a periscope, he could see around corners. Okay? If it was a periscope, he could see around corners. 100%.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you ever ask him about it?
No.
Say, how is it uncomfortable to play with that thing?
I was too mesmerized. Yeah. Mesmerized.
Well, he said, would you be looking down there? I said,
he didn't have to worry about the half leaner to make sure that he fit in.
No, dude, let me tell you. He might die of anemia if that thing filled up with blood. Okay.
He pass out?
Yeah, he might
have a heart attack. All the blood rushing from his head?
All the blood's gone. I mean, what's going on? I mean, imagine that. His blood pressure will be down to nothing. The heart's barely surviving.
Every time he gets an erection, he passes out?
Like 3 liters just to fill it up. I mean, what's going on down there?
How'd he die? Erection.
Priapism for him is serious.
If he suffers
from priapism, that is a serious, serious medical issue.
What is priapism?
Contact the doctor.
Priapism is having the four-hour
erection. Yeah. Oh. Contact the doctor.
Yeah,
what if he had Peyronie's disease where it's crooked? Like, not a leaner, just like goes out and goes like hard left or hard
right. Well, his tip just made a hard left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mellor's like, I don't want to be Carmen DeFalco in this room.
You guys all pretend like you've never seen a penis before. I know.
No, I'm not embarrassed.
I look at it every morning and say hi to it, and that's it. Come on,
Do you
guys.
Talk to it?
Then watch the weather.
Huh? I mean, you remember the one guy in high school that had the hog, and when he was dating a girl, you knew she was in severe pain and discomfort. And or joy, one of the two. I mean, you knew the guy in high school.
It'd be more than one.
No,
right?
I don't
know who the guy was in our high school. He's not going to be mentioned.
The thing that freaked me out in junior high was the kids who were maturing.
Had some hair there.
Hey, yeah. Oh, my God. And yeah. I was walking around like a little baby.
A little nest.
Little baby. I'm walking around like nothing. Like nothing, like a just a.
It was between sixth and seventh grade. There started to be a little nest down there, like a bluebird had gone down there and just created something, you know.
And not a hair to be seen. Not a hair to be seen.
A Baltimore Oriole had gone down there and made a nest. Yeah. Not Gary Renicky.
Meanwhile, he's Dan Marino over here, smooth like a dolphin.
Yeah, I'm like looking now, like what's nothing here? When's it coming? And nothing.
Smooth as a dolphin with a little thimble.
Yeah.
a little thimble yeah. with two Super Bowls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two Super Bowls hanging there.
And then what? Then you got to go ask your. Didn't you guys have to swim in gym class?
Yeah, but that was in high school then. That was the most embarrassing.
Well, Mount Carmel, they swim naked too.
Gene Greco always asked that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Gene Greco used to swim naked.
Very strange.
Yeah.
We would have to line up. We had a closet. And Niles North, we had the closet, and it was an old dude. And we weren't allowed to bring our own bathing suits.
Yeah. Why would you want to do that?
We had to use the Niles North sanctioned bathing suits.
That's what we had to do at North.
Share crabs.
There were sanctioned bathing suits.
And each, and they were the Speedos. They were the real short ones. And each size had a different color.
They were worried about time. That's why you guys had to wear Speedos in high school.
And you, all the classes had to line up naked. You had to shower first.
Okay, this is weird.
It's so bad.
Beyond weird.
Terrible. You had to shower naked, and then you had to line up. Get in the line by the closet because you had to be clean for these bathing suits. Yeah. And then you had to tell the old man in the closet what size. And all the guys with all the hair all over their cocks and balls. And here was me at 14, still nothing, with a little thimble.
Late developer.
Still nothing.
A late developer.
And, 110 pounds, soaking wet. It's 28, please.
Yours look like an acorn on the kitchen floor.
The little green Speedo. At 28, please.
How are you using other people's swimsuits?
Dude, I feel like had I lived...
It's criminal.
If I was... member of the police force back then, I would have immediately arrested anybody who wanted to be a gym teacher.
It was 1986. That was par.
It was par for the course.
I got out in the spring of 85.
Yeah, I missed that. I was a decade later than you guys. I missed that era, thank God, because again, it seems so wrong.
That's a bunch of 14-year-olds lining up for this guy who was in his 60s. In a closet.
Why can't I bring my own suit?
Dude should have been arrested. Mr. Smith, why can't I bring my own suit?
It's clean.
Get naked, Waddle.
Yeah.
We're swimming today, boys.
How do I know there's not crotch critters, as the good kid likes to call them, over the inside of that suit?
You don't know. Could be, but no, they're washed. We had a laundry system at the high school with towels and everything. We didn't outsource everything to like Cintas or wherever, where they bring in all the towels every single day. We had a laundry system. People hired specifically to do laundry at the
You think they threw any detergent in those things?
Yeah, I think there was detergent
in
there.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure?
Hey, my mom was a cleaning lady at the school. Like when couple of my years and my brother's years.
Yeah?
Yeah, so she was there for like 6 years after she got laid off from Ford. So she came over to high school, and she worked over there at the high school.
Nice.
And then at the end of the year when people go crazy, I got mad at a guy because he was throwing shit, and my mom had to clean it
oh,
up.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to punch the guy, and then my mom stopped me. She goes, no, we do this. We know what's going to happen here today. I don't want my mom to have to work extra hard. I was a little bit pissed.
You're still bringing us down right now.
I was going to go kill somebody. Why? My mom worked. She was happy
to work. Yeah, that's great.
I worked at
American
Ford.
Dream.
Well, she took the buyout. Well, happy. She had no problems. The old man was a machinist. Union guy, my mom was union, UAW, boom. Everybody's happy. Like, no issues.
Why wouldn't they just let you bring your own trunks?
I don't know.
They created extra work for your mom.
Not just that, but it's an extra expense happened. As
I'm gonna
well.
Tell you why.
Okay.
Tell you why. Because I'm from Calumet City.
You didn't own a pair. They didn't want to discriminate.
Not everybody we had
a pair of trunks.
Yes. Thank you. So rather than making everybody...
They weren't...
Remember...
That's what I'm
in
thinking.
In 1986, they weren't worried about making some people feel bad.
I'm telling you, they maybe not...
No, you know what happened?
But this is what happens, too. People wouldn't bring their suits intentionally so they didn't have to swim.
Well,
then they make kids then you go swim naked.
Well, then you go naked. Not the girls. We were co-ed. They didn't make the girls swim naked. And you couldn't swim naked if the girls were there.
Well, that's a fair
point. So it was an all-boys thing.
Of course.
So... The girls would never bring their suits.
Got it.
Ever. The guys wouldn't bring their suits. You wouldn't have swim class.
Got it.
People wouldn't know how to swim.
And yes.
I learned how to swim when I was five.
You didn't
quit. One of the first
things you do
if
you're a responsible parent is you teach your children how to swim. One of the first things you do.
Oh, of course. Yeah. We have them in the pool when they were babies.
You get them comfortable in water. The last thing you ever want your kids is to be uncomfortable in water. So that was the responsibility of the schools. We thought it was the responsibility of our parents. I was on a swim team when I was a kid.
But still, it doesn't answer the question.
And what's the question? I did answer it for you. You don't want the answer.
Yerk, this is also the truth. When we went to high school, and I don't know if it changed when you went to high school.
Same time.
And Waddle, too. No one questioned anything back then either.
No. Yeah.
Like today, parents question everything.
Right.
Like anything that's wrong, you question, you complain. Back in the 80s, they fucking told you something, and you just said yes.
We never had. I'm surprised. Swim. Did you have a pool at your high school?
No, I didn't, and I went to a Catholic high school. So
did I.
To your point, Sylvie, like what they said pretty much went.
Yeah.
You know, it was run by a brother's seminary, and it was like, okay.
The coach said something, and
Where'd you go?
St. Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. You were at Lawrence?
Yeah.
Lawrence, Rita, and Carmel.
Yeah.
Brother Rice. There's the four. The quadruopera, whatever it's called, the quadrophenia. The four Catholic schools on the south side.
There you go. Yeah. I didn't know that they had that moniker.
They don't.
Okay.
I just made it up.
I had never heard that before.
Mel, you said you had a story that you had to tell.
Yeah, because I can't tell this on the air, but I was amused on Sunday. So I was at O'Donovan's with Dion Miller. We were doing the pregame, and you guys obviously know at this point I was really distracted. I had no idea what was going on around me because when I wasn't talking Bears, I was basically staring at the television screens watching the World Cup final. So Dion informed me in the middle of a commercial break. She's like, hey, did you see the bartender? Did you see the shirt she was wearing? And I was like, I have no idea, Dion. I'm not even paying attention to what's going on around me except for the TV. And she goes, I can't believe she'd wear a shirt like that. And I go, well, Dion, what did the shirt say? And she goes, it says... Santa thinks you're a cunt.
What?
So
I don't think we've ever used that word on Unhinged either.
Can I tell? No, I think the last time I was here, we actually used it.
I am a bit surprised.
I was floored, and I was like, but it was so... It was so humorous to hear Dion Miller whisper that to me. I had to relay that to you guys because I was taken aback.
You're right. That word's never been used on the show.
All right, yeah, that's definitely bold. I have to admit, it's a little odd to see someone wearing that, especially when it's another woman. So yeah.
The bartender was wearing this.
Yeah, yeah. And she was a woman, so I think she got away with it a little more than,
she got away with it, period. I mean, she could theoretically...
Well, yes, you can wear anything.
Whatever,
but let's be honest,
wants.
It's still
what
like...
What a
there's
great
a,
shirt.
There's a shock value to that. Where I know, you think you're in the festive season?
Santa said, I'm a...
No, I think you. I believe she said, Santa thinks you're a cunt.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
But you got to wear it in the middle of June. Don't wear it in December. Right? Wear it in June. Just wear it in June.
But I think
go to a soccer game.
That's fine. But you know what? I think in December you get more people like starting to read your shirt because they're in the festive season, holiday season here. Santa thinks,
I think it's a great. I think it's a great conversation starter.
And let me tell
you, hey Jeff, how you doing today? The kids are playing. What's your shirt say?
Huh? Oh.
Have you seen these? I was watching a video yesterday, and I showed Mason. Have you seen these Grinch videos where these parents prank their kids?
Yeah, I saw one. Oh, yeah.
And they have someone dress as the Grinch. Full Grinch
takes the gifts from under the tree.
They're on the kids are in the house.
They're on the couch. Chilling like villains.
And then the Grinch breaks in.
Yeah.
And then goes.
That's not cool. How old are the kids?
I know. I agree with you.
Like my kids' age.
Yeah, you're terrorizing children.
Like eight years old.
And then one kid was beating the hell out of
him. He's like, get the H out of here.
See, this is my issue. People are doing that so they can post it on social media and get a reaction. Yeah. If you're fucking terrorizing your children
to
get some social media response, you're a horrible person.
Right.
Agreed.
I mean, that's horrible. Your kids are 8 and 6.
But let's be honest.
Social services could take your children away.
It's funny to watch.
It's good content. Are you and Allie plotting out when you do it with Mason and Braxy?
No, okay. We're not going to do it. Because I like Mason was asking me a lot of questions, and I told him, the Grinch isn't real. I go, the Grinch is just a movie. There's no such thing as the Grinch.
Yes, and PSA. Yeah.
Well,
Santa's real. Santa's real. There's no Grinch.
Next week, you're starting a kid's fight club, right? You're going to film all of it?
No.
Isn't that what's going to happen?
This is unhinged. Can I go there?
No.
Not even unhinged?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
A what?
Where?
The Santa stuff. No. I think that's on
unhinged? If you're listening to Unhinged right now,
that's untouchable.
Listen, the bartender had a shirt on and it said Santa thinks you're a cunt.
Yeah, go.
But Santa was undisputed.
I was going to say based on the shirt.
But Santa's undisputed.
Listen, by the way, why is that word so...
It's the worst, right? It does feel...
They use it all the time in Europe.
Yeah. Well, like it doesn't have the same connotation, I think. I won't go there because I'm a guest. I don't want to break protocol.
What do you think, Mark? I mean,
it's unhinged.
You're right, Waddle, that we could say.
I think
can't discuss the Santa thing. Right.
Why can't we discuss the Santa thing?
All right, go ahead.
I'm not understanding.
Right, PSA, if you're a parent and you haven't had that conversation with
your kid. If you're a parent and you're listening to this in the company of your children, you fucking suck as a parent, too.
All right. So, literally yesterday, you brought up the Grinch video. My wife brought up to my kids, she's like, when did you guys know? My kids are 12 years old. They're in seventh grade. She asked them, when did you guys find out that Santa wasn't real? Sorry for anyone out there who's listening.
You gave them the disclaimer. Okay.
Did the kids break down?
No.
Santa's not
real. Were you guys filming it? So if the kids cried, put it on social media?
We try and be a little more responsible. But what then did ensue when they told us, my son, Alex, said like, around third or fourth grade, and my daughter, she held on to probably like fifth grade. And last year, they basically,
all right, we get it.
They knew the jig was up.
We get it.
Yeah. But so then I was like, this is beautiful. Now you guys, I don't have to buy presents anymore for you guys, and started going on that route and started making that a whole thing all night last night. Was that now I can finally buy mommy presents again because I have money. I don't have to spend it on the kids. And so Alex and Peyton, I hope you got everything you want because the only presents you're getting are from your grandparents this year. So that we'll see how that goes.
I'll continue to play it out.
Great. How'd that go?
Film that.
They don't buy it at all. They know it's a bunch of bullshit.
What about though if your kids think he's not real? And they question you about it. When do you be truthful? When do you stop the lie?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? If they're not sure, when do you...
I think every situation's different. Yeah. Like, if you've got a younger sibling and you don't want that kid to poison your other kid...
Gracie got poisoned by her two older
brothers. Yeah. That's usually what happens. It's that or at school. Someone will...
Sure.
Yeah, of course. It's dad.
There's some little asshole out there who ruins it for...
Them assholes live for the fact that they can ruin some small kid's fucking dreams. Yes. They're out there, for sure. But the boys ruined it for Gracie, and then Gracie goes, Dad, I know.
Yeah.
Don't pretend. I know. I'm like, thank you, sweetie.
I think they usually kind of figure it out. And if they're asking the question, I think you just kind of prod them to see how much they really want to go with it. Like, well, what do you think? You know, and you kind of just see where they go with it. And then, you know, usually they'll let you know that they kind of know. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Or no?
I mean like, there's no parent handbook
I
out
like,
there.
I know. That's
I wouldn't like break it to him and be like, finally, guess what?
There are real
fans made for up. Me. What a relief for me. I don't have to put on this charade any longer. Yeah.
There are handbooks, but none of them are the true.
No.
None of
they're
them.
They're all written by people who've never had kids.
Right, or right. Like, there are no right answers. So what are you guys hard for?
Ooh. You can't say I'm hard for the holidays, right? I mean,
can't. Sure you can. Sure you can.
Well, absolutely. I'm hard for the holidays because my whole family is going to be together. So,
you know what I'm not hard for? What I could use some blue
Friday
chew. So what I could
the,
use some
the,
blue chew for
yeah.
is this Bears Bills game in a blizzard.
They say it's going to be the coldest game in the history of Soldier Field.
Are you serious?
That's what they're
That's
saying.
Awful.
Well, what what is the coldest game in the history of Soldier
Field? It was the game that Alex Brown, I guess, blocked a field goal against Green Bay. I saw it somewhere on Twitter.
The Green Bay game, I remember like a Texans game being really cold,
the Atlanta Falcons Sunday
Falcons
night game was
game,
brutal.
Yeah, Michael Vick was in that coat.
That Texans one, that was the last game of the year. That was awful, too.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
And then it wasn't as cold, but the blizzard against the Patriots about 10 years ago or so.
That was just right. snowy.
So it was snowy, but it was cold,
2018,
too.
2018, 2014, 2010. It's got to be one of those years that you played the Texans and it had to be here. Final game of the year, right?
Well, it was. I think it was probably 2010. It was.
Well,
way,
that's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you just go 4 years back because you're playing there sometimes, you're playing here sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you play them
every
4 years.
It might have been 2006 year.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
So, all right.
I think Chicago sports needs one big blue chew. At the time of taping, and we're going to talk about this on the show today, Chicago sports is currently on an 18-game losing streak. Merck, did you know that? Think about this. With the Bears losing streak, with the Hawks losing streak, with the Bulls losing streak, that's a total of 18 games in a row Chicago sports has lost. It's probably the worst year of Chicago sports we've ever had.
1978, somebody has pointed me to being a very terrible year for all the Chicago sports. Also. So just so you remember, 1978 was a pretty dismal year, I believe, for Chicago sports. I don't mind it.
Yes.
Because for the Blackhawks, if it leads to them
they're
getting their stud.
Of course.
They're not even competitive. They're getting the shit beat out of them every night.
7-1 by the Westmore. I'm going to go there in March, though, when nobody's there. That's when I want to be there. I want to be there when like 3,000 people
are
there.
You going to do some scouting or what?
It's like Tyler Arneson and Calder and Bell.
Mark Bell.
I went to see them.
Calder.
It was like 3,300 people.
Oh, yeah.
It was
Pick
great.
A seat. Pick a seat.
Whatever you want.
Sure.
Whatever you want. Doesn't matter.
I went to the Mike Smith, Elpo Sahonin town hall meeting. There were 50 people there. And then
Mike Smith, like what an asshole.
Torturing yourself.
Not only a bad general manager, huge asshole.
What'd he do?
No, he was just,
just an
those
asshole.
Were the days when I was still on, like, covering some hockey stuff. Those were bad days.
Oh, so bad.
Those were the Blackhawk dark days.
Yes.
When the old man was still around.
Yeah.
All right, running boys, the we show. Gotta go do a show.
All right. You do a show.
Let's go do it.
All right.
Get out of here. You know what? We got to, we got to sing the praises of Blue Chew. And I believe this is probably the last one of 2022.
Yes.
So we want to thank all the people at Blue Chew. They were the ones who identified Crosstalk Unhinged.
They stepped up.
And they realized
they
that this was something special.
Yes. We love that. Thank you.
And we have hard-ons for them.
We appreciate
and
it.
And sometimes it takes Yurko to get into the hot tub and to get a chubby.
That's right.
Half-leaner.
Yeah. So thank you to Blue Chew. Check them out today. And you never go to war without it, right?
That's right. Philosophy.
You got to
Tommy
should be on the package.
To the Carmen.
Playing the role of Carmen DeFalco. Tommy, go fuck yourself.